Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how are you today? This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach here in Studio U, talking to you today about, are you responding to your customers in a timely manner? Now, everybody I believe in are starting their business and doing their business. They have to learn how to respond to their customers in a timely manner. Because if you do not respond to them fairly quickly, then they will, you know, they get upset, they get mad, they don't know what's going on. They want a level of communication. Everybody has a problem with this. Everybody does this. Everybody has an issue. So if you're getting your food ordered and the cook chef had an incident in the kitchen, are you telling your guest that, the food is going to be late, or are you just sitting there waiting for them to, waiting for them to respond? You know, so what are you doing? How are you communicating with them? Those are the things we're going to be talking about. We're going to have a guest on tonight, Miss LJ. She is a 3-times overcomer of sexual assault, manifest 30 years dreaming of sharing platform with Les Brown, and a program for hospitality leaders, and creates programs for hospitality leaders out there, for people who work in the food and the service industry. So she's probably a expert on this. Again, in how to make your work environment not unhealthy. You know what I mean? So making sure that everybody is calm, making sure you're communicating with your servers well, making sure you're communicating with your staff well. So responses, a quick response in a timely manner, doesn't really always just happen with just guests or your customers. It can be with your employees. It can be with everything. Say a glitch happens when you're paying your employees, you need to respond to them in a timely manner. So, goodness. So don't underestimate that whole idea. Hold on one second. Goodness. Mm-hmm. It's hot. One second, guys. Thank you. Oh, I hope I didn't lose Instagram. All right. So, we have to communicate with our customers and with our people very well. So this is a bit about communications, the benefits of having a quick response to our customers, the benefits of how to make sure that they know exactly what's going on when you are working and when you are dealing with them, okay? Please like and share this with anybody out there that wants to listen. So with that being said, there's so many ways to have a quick response to people, and what you can do to respond to them quicker. And my whole thing is about automation. Like, get some automation down so that you can automate your customers, your reactions, the things that's going on. Have a CRM so that you can actually set your CRM up that actually helps for your customers to know what's going on, gives data, tells them what's going on. Intercoms, if you're in a virtual place, walking up to them, if you're in a hair salon, there are so many ways you can communicate with your customer quickly. When you know you have an issue and a problem in your business, how you communicate with them is pertinent. it's all about that level of customer service that you have with those people. Because more customer service you have with them, more they're willing to interact with you, more they understand the situation, even if it is a personal issue. Sometimes you have to communicate with them so that they can understand what you're doing, what's going on, and the steps you're taking in your process. Because they hired you to do a job, right? So they don't really understand how that process works in doing the job. So you have to communicate with them to make sure that they understand the process, not telling them exactly what you're doing per se, but actually helping them and informing them on how you are, what you're doing in sight of the process, okay? So some questions that I wrote in my post today. Are you responding to your customers in a timely manner? How quickly, battery's about to die, can you charge it? How quickly are you responding to your customers? How quickly does it take you a day? Does it take you 24 hours? Do they know it's going to take you more than 24 hours or a day to respond to them? So how quickly are you responding to them? You know what I mean? And if you're going to be delayed, do they know that it's going to be 24 hours or 2 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours delay? No, the computer. 6 hour delay in responding to them. So, how well are you communicating? So comment below how quickly you are communicating with your customers. Well, how long does it take you to actually respond to them if they're having an issue or if they call you? If I call you and I'm your new customer, how long does it take me to call you back? Or how long does it take you to call them back? So comment below in that aspect. And what do you consider timely? Like, everybody's time is different. If you've driven around Atlanta, Georgia, people will say, oh, it only takes you 10 minutes to get here. That is a lie. It takes you 30 to 45 minutes to get anywhere in Georgia, anywhere around Georgia. So you have to make sure, I mean, in Georgia time is 10 minutes, but real time it's an hour, it's 2 hours, it's 3 hours. So you have to really know and really communicate that with your customers. And again, when you're starting to work with your customers, that is one of the ways that they figure out if they like you or they don't like you, is how well you communicate with them and what you're telling them and what you're talking to them about and what you are saying. So the way you communicate, the way you respond to them is helps you in controlling your customer service. Does communicating with your customers in a timely manner, is it effective? Does it affect your customer service? The answer to that is yes. Communicating to your customers in a timely manner is very important, pertinent to your customer service. This teaches you how to address your customers, how to talk to your customers, when to reply to your customers. Because if you get an angry customer and you know that they're angry, you know that your customer is angry. Why? It's not because the food took 2 hours to come out. It's because the server did not walk by the table for 2 hours and ignored them and walked around and helped everybody else. I know most people out there, the worst feeling in the world is to feel ignored. Nobody likes to be ignored. Nobody wants to be ignored. So the worst thing is to feel ignored by who you're getting service by. So you need to make sure you're on top of that level of communication and you are communicating with them exactly what is going on so that they don't feel like that. You know, I've been in situations where I know my computer's running slow or I know something is going on, and I'll sit there and I'll change the whole conversation to a customer with my customers and be like, yeah, so how was your day today? And start to spark up a conversation about them so that they are not paying attention to the time. you know, there's certain places don't have clocks. And the reason why certain places don't have clocks is so people can't keep up with the time. If you pay attention to that, have you ever been to a doctor's office and sat in the doctor's room? Most of those doctor rooms don't have clocks. If they had clocks and they could actually sit there and be like, oh, I came in here at 1:02 and it's 1:45 now, and you're just walking in here, would you come back to that doctor? Most of the time you're playing on your phone. You don't even know what time you came into the doctor's room because you're to your focus on, you know, you're playing on your phone or you're doing something indifferent. So with that, that's the reason why they do not have clocks on the wall, so they don't know how long you're sitting there. Okay, so the next part of this is making sure that you know what the deadlines are for your customers, making sure that your customers know your deadlines and know how you're going to push forward and getting things done for them. You know, and deadlines always can move, they can change, they can be different. That happens. Things happen. Life happens. But that level of communication you have responding to your customers when they have a concern is greater than you not responding. Even if you are in a total wrong, you need to say something to those customers so that they can respond and understand what's going on, so they know what their time, because you don't know what they have scheduled for the jobs that you had in hand. So you need to make sure you have those things set in place so that they know what's going on. Because if they have a timeline and you ruin their timeline, depending on that customer, how they feel about it, they're going to, you know, feel like you messed up their whole timeline. You messed up everything that is going on with them. So those are the things you have to take into consideration in responding to your customers and making sure that they are, you are communicating with them in a timely manner, you know. And the thing about it is your time is very valuable too. So if you have 100 customers and people are hitting you back, you know, that auto response on your email is kind of like the best thing you can do for yourself and your small business, is have an auto response on your email or have an auto response on your text. So it will say, hey, busy right now. Sorry, I'll get back to you with the answer to your question within the 24 to 48 hours. Having that little bit of things makes them feel as if they have been acknowledged, and they will pay attention to what is going on. So making automation helps you respond to your customers a little quicker. Reminders helps you respond to your customers a little quicker and better. You know, like if you're in the food industry and you could send out, get an automated system that sends out, your order will be ready in 5 minutes, you know, and it's been, you know, 5 minutes since they placed the order. That means they're only waiting technically 10 minutes. They really only start shouting when that 5 minutes come in. So it depends on your dish and it depends on what you're doing, how long it will take you to create something. It will adjust about how your timely manner. So make sure that having an autoresponder, an automated text, or automated post, or automated system helps get your message across quicker. And you're not always obligated to respond to them quickly. You technically don't have to respond to them quickly because you know that within 24 to 48 hours, you'll be responding to them. And that's when they'll get the answer to their question. And if you can do it before then, it's always better to over-deliver, or what is it, under-deliver and over-serve. I might be saying that wrong. But at the end of the day, it's best to make sure that your customers know exactly what you're going to do. And if you can respond before they expect you to respond, so if you tell them it's going to take 24 hours to respond, if you can respond to them before they actually respond, or they expect you to respond, say you respond in 12 hours or 10 hours or 5 hours, then they're excited about that. You know what I mean? So if that is an issue in your business and people are like, oh, they don't communicate well, or they don't do this, they don't do that, that is what makes customer service best. That's like, for example, if you walk into a bar and you're sitting at that bar for 10 minutes and the bartender doesn't say anything to you and doesn't acknowledge that you're even there, isn't that really annoying? But if you walk into a bar and he's like, oh, hey, how you doing? Wave at you and maybe even just hand you the menu and don't come back to you for 10 minutes. It makes you feel like, okay, he's going to come back to me. You know, he acknowledged me. He knows that I'm here. That level of acknowledgement helps and exceeds the level of customer service that you can provide for your customers. So you have to think about that in levels. If your product is on back order and you need to communicate with your customers, hey, it's going to take me an extra 2 or 3 days to ship this out, or it's on back order, or we're waiting for a new shipment to come in, and give them that option, it makes them feel better about what is going on versus you not giving them an option at all. So these are things that can be done to help you build your business and make sure that you are responding and having the almost ultimate customer service out there. Because having great customer service is the thing that actually holds your business. I'm going to be honest with you. Your product can mean nothing. Your product does not mean nothing if your customer service is terrible. Do y'all hear me on that? If you're not responding, you can have the best cheesecake in the world. If it takes somebody an hour to get that cheesecake, I ain't coming back. Took me too long. They just sat me on the table. They sat me over here. I didn't want to be bothered anymore. It was good, but now it don't even taste as good as you probably would have tasted if it was better communicated that it's going to take an hour for it to come out. Yes, we're sitting there organically making the ingredients back there. We have fresh cut strawberries that we've grown that we're going to pick per order. Now, if you tell somebody that and it takes you an hour to serve you up a piece of strawberry cheesecake, I'm going to sit there because I'm like, man, they're out there in that back picking them strawberries and they got to wash them real good and they got to cut them up and then they're making my cheesecake fresh to order. Then I got an authentic cheesecake that's made just for me. I feel special. Does that make sense? I feel excited about that. I'm like, yes, that's nice. And then I come to you every, I know it's going to take an hour, right? I come to you every 15 minutes. Hey, do you need anything? Do you want a water? That's an opportunity to actually upsell that person while they're waiting for that cheesecake that they paid $25 for because you just had to go out to the back of the boondocks and make the cake. Do you understand how that works? But if you just sit them there and tell them, hey, it's going to take, don't even tell them it's going to take an hour. Don't tell them your process. They're going to be mad at you. They're going to feel some type of way. If you are making a new organic product, out there and you have to make it all fresh to order for each person, then they're going to be like, oh, this product is made. And if you send them updates, yes, your product is being ordered. Your product is being developed right now to your custom specifications. Now your product is being shipped. You know that level of responding and those responses that they do that makes it better. If it makes the customer feels better. When you get those notifications from UPS and Amazon, it says, hey, your product is out for delivery. Don't you get excited? Even though that product might not come, you get that notification at 8 o'clock in the morning, right? And you don't get the product until 9 o'clock that night. You're like, oh, yeah, my stuff I ordered from Amazon is on the way. That level of response and that level of customer service is what makes your business and what makes things grow. What makes it exciting about what makes the customer excited about buying from you? Those notifications, those responses, those quick responses is what works. When you get on a chat with somebody and can talk to somebody and they tell you how long it's going to, when they tell you and start talking to you, and even those little bot things, everybody hates those bot things. But the thing is the bots keep you occupied while you're waiting on the actual customer service. And if your question is simple, the bot will get you off the phone so you don't even have to talk to somebody. So those are the things that you have to, those are the things that help build your business and build your customer service out. So keep all of that in mind, is keep abreast of what is going on. Keep abreast of your customers, of what you're telling your customers. Stay on time. Respond to them quickly. You do not have to be accurate all the time because that fails. You're human. But if you can do it, under-deliver, over-serve, and under-deliver, I'm going to figure this phrase out before the end of the night. But at the end of the day, that's what you have to do. So in about the next 5 minutes, we're getting ready for our guest that we're going to have tonight, Miss LJ. Miss LJ Crawford. She has a story to tell. She works in hospitality. She creates programs for hospitality people. She does things that are phenomenal. She has trials and tribulations that she has been through in her life to show her who she is and how she has overcome her life. And the thing is about this, everybody has a story, right? Everybody has gone through mental trials and mental tribulations in their whole life. You know what I mean? So those are the things that you have to be accomplished for. You have to be excited about and telling your story to get you to the point where you are is what is best. You have to tell your story. You have to tell people what's going on in your life. And that is what sells you as a human being. Because when you're on here marketing and when you're on here selling yourself and creating new customers, everybody thinks everybody's the same. Whatever you show them is what they believe in, because that's all they know. They don't know your trials and tribulations, even though, I mean, so those are the things that has to push you. People buy from people that they like, the product sells, but they buy from people that they like. So Miss LJ Crawford will be coming on in a few minutes, but I want to make sure that if you guys have been a business owner and are out there and you need organization in your business and you need ideas, we are entering the third quarter. Make sure you go on Amazon and pick up your third quarter planner, business planner. Get your business organized, get your business out there, get your business where it needs to be. Excuse me. All right, guys. So we're going to bring Miss LJ Crawford on, and we're going to have her talk to you and tell you about what she knows. Hello?
Hey, hey, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you today?
I am wonderful. This is an awesome show. I'm enjoying it.
Yes, yes. I am glad you're enjoying it. So tell everybody who you are and, what you do and where you came from, and then, we can go into our questions.
Okay. Well, my name is Lisa J. Crawford. I am the CEO of LJC Motivations, and what I aim to do is motivate, educate, and inspire, and prayerfully make an impact on those that listen. So I'm all about people using their voice after trauma, after tribulations, because we were designed to pick ourselves back up and do what we were designed to do. So
right.
That's me. I am a hospitality is my career. That's my career that I choose. That's the industry I choose. But I love it because it allows me to be a servant leader. I love serving people. And my heart business is I'm a writer, I'm a speaker, and I love working with people who have been through different types of assaults or just their mindset needs to be shifted.
Right. That's a lot. I call it deprogramming, unprogramming yourself.
Yes. And it takes a lot, because some people, like, I'll share this with you. I'm very transparent about myself. I have been assaulted several times, and in the midst of that, I still keep myself open to love, to be able to assist other people. And I talked to one lady on a podcast, and she said, do you ever want to karma or revenge on those that hurt you? And I'm like, no, I don't. Because one thing I do believe, whatsoever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. So I don't have anything to do with that.
Right.
You know? Yeah, so that is something that I adore, the opening that I have in my soul, regardless of what I've been through and who's betrayed me or the things that I've been through, or, you know, and I still have a desire to love and be at peace.
That is awesome, and that is a big thing with people out there, because a lot of people, when they go through traumas and stuff like that, they get broken, you know, and the way you heal from it is not revenging or venging on the person who did it from you. It's just being able to forgive them within yourself,
right.
not even personally, like talking to them or whatever, but just to relieve that negative energy out of you. And then that makes you who you need to be, because you can't change other people's responses to what they do. You can't make anybody
That's
else
right.
different. You only can focus on you and make you better, right?
That's right. Every day. Every day. Lord, let me be better than I was yesterday.
Yes, yes. And that is a great side about everything and in it. And I'm a server, too. I love to serve people. I love to help people. So I do some hospitality, too. A lot of my stuff is hospitality. I have Airbnbs. So, like, that's my personal hotels versus working for a hotel company. Like, back in the day, I used to clean hotel rooms. That was, like, one of my first jobs on the beach. And I swear to God, that was the worst job ever.
Girl, that's hard work right there. That's hard work right there.
Man, but it made me really appreciate that level of customer service, that level of service that people do for you, and respect people's time and space. So when, you know, I'm a little bit better than others, I know what to do. I strip the bed when I leave and everything else. Mm-hmm. So I leave them a little tip, because I know that they're on a time frame, and I at least want the room clean for the next person who comes in, because if you get the right set of maids, sometimes they don't clean their rooms properly, and it'd be scary.
That is the truth. Now, when I worked, I'm a task force hospitality consultant. So even when I am on task force and I live in the hotel, at one point I stayed in one hotel for a year. I would, when I did let them come in to do the room, I would strip everything for them, put all the trash in one place. I would just do everything that I could do and then leave them a tip. And one of the girls said, "Miss Lisa, can you please quit doing my job?" I'm like, "I'm just trying to help you." She said, "I don't want your help. I want to do my job." I said, "Okay."
But the thing is, like, we were on, like, we had, like, 15 to 30 rooms to clean within, you know, 4 to 5 hours.
Okay, so, right.
So, 5 hours from what, 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock checkout to 3 o'clock checkout. And we had 15 rooms we had to clean. Minimal.
Right.
So, you stripping the bed helps me clean it. Now,
yes.
Because you always got, we were on the beachfront, so we always had the sand, we had to worry about sand, we had to worry about this, and we had the partiers with the beers and everything. Man, there was some things, and then I had the worst lady, I had the worst manager, and she was like, if the bed don't look untouched, don't mess with it. I'm like, that's why I tell people never make their bed when they leave the hotel.
Right, that's the truth.
Because if that bed does not look like it's been touched, what they're going to do is touch it up and buff it. And if they spray it, you good. So you Not that you got to sleep on the next, but that's nasty for the next person, right? But they was like, right? That bed don't look like it's been touched. They only slept in one bed. Don't mess with that other bed. I'm like, but how do you know?
How do you know? Because I used to make up my bed all the time. When they came in to fix something, engineer, and they would be like, did you sleep in that room? Or did housekeeping come? I said, no, I make my bed every morning. That's how I get my day started. That's my first accomplishment of the day.
Nice. But let's get back to subject. So in customer service, being that you are in the hospitality and tourism business, this is very, mm-hmm. very important, because if you're dealing with customers and dealing with people and your maids don't have their rooms cleaned on time, or your breakfast bar isn't open on time, or whatever may happen, that level of communication is very important.
It is. So one thing So one thing that's very important to me is when we have, you have all these departments. And what I really want management, honestly, to see is that you, like you said, you have to communicate. And so if we're having a meeting every other day about the groups that's coming in, and then information still falls through the cracks, that's when it messes with my mind. Because we've taken out a whole hour to discuss all these things, and it's still not getting done. So my focus is to help leadership, help their staff, their management team, and their supervisors communicate correctly to the staff.
Right.
And hold people accountable to where I'm not busting a vein out the side of my neck. If my group gets messed up, you know, or something like that, just hold them accountable and see how it goes, you know. But you, first off, leadership has to have a relationship. You can't have a relationship with everybody on property. It's possibly impossible when you have a huge property. But if you got like 100-something rooms, you should know yourself by name. You should be able to walk up to them and say hello. I worked at one property where management would have their hands in their pockets and not look you in the face. They just walk past you like you didn't exist. But then when they see the next person, the next manager or whatever that they liked, all of a sudden the atmosphere changed. Now, that's something that I didn't like. I didn't like feeling like I was less than. And sometimes in hospitality, before you even get to the customer, employees are your first customer. They're the most important customer. Once the sale has been made, it's that housekeeper, that banquet server, that breakfast bar lady, and the bartender. Those people keep them coming back.
Right.
So you got to speak to those people and make them feel like they are part of the team. Now, that is one of my biggest pet peeves in hospitality.
Exactly. And the thing is you can't be, one of the things I've learned over managing people and dealing with people and even consulting people, if they don't know what the job is, you can't be mad that they didn't do it properly.
Come on now.
Or didn't do it correctly. Like, I consult business owners on a daily basis, and they're like, my staff doesn't do this. My staff doesn't do that. My staff doesn't do this. And I'm like, okay, you're getting upset because you know the process, right? But your staff doesn't know the process like you do. So, and if you never train, now if you train your staff and then they know, that's one thing. But if I go tell my assistant right now to go make some eggs and a waffle for me, and she brings me back a scrambled egg and a blueberry waffle, and I'm like, I don't like blueberries. And I don't like scrambled eggs. I want you to fry the egg. Then who's wrong?
Who's wrong? That's
right.
Training is key.
She just went in there and she said, make some eggs in the waffle. This is how I know how to make eggs in the waffle. This is what I do. So I like blueberry waffles. I didn't know you didn't like blueberry waffles. You're supposed to know. Really?
You supposed psychic. Supposed to tell me, you know, I'm supposed to know everything. I had I worked with brides quite a bit, and I was listening to you talking about timeliness. I know we're going to get to it, but timeliness in response. So
yes.
When I was working in that part of catering, it was almost like some brides wanted you to be like, have a crystal ball. I'm sitting there, I'm asking you, do you want this? Do you want that? What time? You know, it was like pulling teeth. I'm like, this is your wedding. This is your big day. You know, so I had to learn that there's different types of communication. When you're dealing
right.
with brides, you have to be more open. You have to give them ideas in while you're looking at them to jar their memory. Now, when I
right.
deal with groups, they're surprised that you even call them back.
Right.
You know, when they want to know. I've had so many people at one point say, as task force, well, you're calling me back so fast. I said, well, I have an answer for you. And they were stunned. It was like, oh, okay, I'm not, you know, like they weren't used to it. And so I had so many people do that encouraged me. It became a challenge to me. I'm like, somebody leave me a voicemail. Oh, I'm answering my phone, first of all.
Right.
Then I'm going to call you back with a yes or a no, or I'm still working on it. Because
exactly.
I want that business. I want that check.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I've hosted major events, New Year's events, and helped hosted major events in hotels and stuff like that. And some hotels are way better than others when it comes down to this. You know what I mean? And if you got,
right.
if I'm bringing 500 people to your hotel at one time, which you're going to party all night and stay in your rooms.
Mm-hmm.
There's a level of compromise you need to make. There's a level of understanding you need to have. There's a level of communication you need to have. I know one night I didn't book the reservation, and usually New Year's night, somebody doesn't show up, right? So I was trying to get the guest,
right.
to get the front desk to let me know when a room opened up. Man. Why they never communicated? I get one person. Yeah, I'll let you know in an hour, but he gets off in an hour. So again, and then he doesn't tell the next person. So I'm going up to the next person who's working, and it's like, well, John said that I can get this room at such and such time. Oh, that room has already been reserved. So John didn't even communicate with the next person. So now it makes me upset at them. So
right.
it's like a trickle effect, and it's not even their fault. You know, sometimes as a customer, you have to realize that you can't be mad at the person you're talking to all the time, because they may not be the one who destroyed the message or who messed up the message, but they're the one receiving it back. So, you
That's
know,
right.
and I always tell them, I'm like, you need to go curse John out tomorrow because you just got cursed out. Well, you know what I mean? And all he had to do was like, yo, Miss Wright wanted a room, please. She's sitting right there at the table. Can you please tell her if this room is going to be available or not within, you know,
right.
a timely manner, or respond? And that's all he had to say when he was walking out the door. You know?
Sweetie.
And so those little levels of verbiage, those levels of communication, that level of understanding helps you become a better communicator and a better your customer service in your business. And that goes across the board in all businesses and at all times. So that's the biggest thing. And in especially African American businesses, even as an African American patron, mm-hmm. having African American, reason why a lot of our business fail is not because our products are bad. Our products are superior to most. It's because we don't respond. We don't communicate. We don't talk. We don't answer the questions. We get annoyed. We get mad when a customer comes in demanding something. But they're the ones who's paying us.
Yep. So about that, since you brought that up, I had a friend of mine. She was one of my directors, and she was moving. So she said, Lisa, if you want this stuff in this apartment, I mean, she in this house, she had like a mini mansion. She's like, you can have a bed, you can have a table, you can have all this stuff, but you got to bring a moving truck today to come and get it. And so I'm like, okay, because I knew I was going to move eventually into a little one-bedroom apartment, and that would just fill it completely up. I wouldn't have to buy anything. So somebody referred a black company, and so I called them. They were 30 minutes late, and then when he got there, his partner wasn't there. I said, so who's going to help you move? He said, well, my partner was supposed to come, and then he didn't show up, and so he was going to drive to the location, and it just went back and forth. So while he's going through all his drama, I called this other company, which was a white company, and he said, okay, tell me where you at. I told him. He said, I'll be there. Give me 15 minutes. 15 minutes and charge me less than the black people go charge me. And I'm telling you, I was like, and didn't complain about anything. They had three workers. You know, we be trying. I support. But guess what? I'm telling you, I got a time in it. You know? So it's frustrating sometimes, but we want to see us win, but they got to want to win too. Business owners, black business owners, we got to want to win too.
Exactly.
So,
and that's what
win,
it is.
But I haven't done everything I need to do. So I'm working on me because I don't want to be that person.
Exactly. And sometimes it's not even about working on you per se. Sometimes you have to ask for help. Obviously,
yes.
He didn't have enough people on his roster to ask for help. Because we all have the no-shows at work. You work in hospitality. How many times people call in sick? The room still got to get cleaned. That banquet hall still got to get set up, even if half your staff don't show up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
that's
the
right.
Thing is the way that the first company could have done, or what they could have done for you, is I guarantee you, I have a heart of hearts, that he did not communicate that he was going to be 30 minutes late. He just pops up 30 minutes after the assignment. You're already on plan B. That's how you got the other company there so quickly. This is my psychic ability. Damn, exactly what happened. Then when he only came with one man, he was just hoping that you had a brother or a cousin there that could help him. Or you were telling me like, since you're here and I know you're rushing, I'll help you. I'm not going to tell you, move. I'm going to hire people. Now, if I didn't hire you, okay, I'll help you. But if it's brother-in-law and sister-in-law, then okay, I'll lift the box. But if I'm paying you, I'm just directing you and okay, pick this up. Oh, don't move it like that. You know, hold it up this way. That's all I want to say.
That's all I want to say. I'm picking up jack. And
I'm
pay
right.
You too. No, thank you.
That's why
no,
I paid
thank you.
You. And then I bet you that company, I bet you. Can I tell you something else what happened? Because they came out there, they still wanted to charge you a fee for showing up.
Oh, honey, that was a conversation and a half. I said, no, sir, that is not going down. That's not going down. This is on you. It's not on me. I was ready. This is on you.
But
so, yeah, that conversation happened. And it was a conversation, too. And I try to speak well and do the right thing and say the right thing, but he likes to call the lyric.
That is a big thing in customer service, in responding to your customers, is that if you are in the wrong, you're in the wrong. Say you're in the wrong and take it as an L. Yo, just because I showed up, and the job was never done. If the landscapers show up and don't cut your grass, do I still have to pay you? No, I'm not paying
Come
you.
On. No, because it's not happening.
Right, because you was an hour, 2 hours late, and I told you I had an event that I needed my grass cut. I already cut the grass. I cut it myself, matter of fact. So I'm damn near not going to pay you, you know?
With the customer service, like, on the phone, you know, the phone, a lot of people hate picking up the phone and to call people to get business or whatever. But I, because of a boss that I had, who he and I did not see eye to eye on anything. But one thing I learned from him, and I will take this, I appreciate him for this, even though he made me crazy. But I appreciate him for, he said, you got to pick up the phone more. You like people to come in, but you need to call out. So I had one task force where I went, and I just called the Air Force. It went from one meeting. I started with one meeting with them, and by the time I left, I had like 12 meetings with them over, way over $175,000 with per diem. So they love the customer service and me. They still contact me. I haven't been at their property in a long time, and they still check on me. You know, all of my customers, what I can say about me is that I love people to a point to where we're not just customer and you know, serve, you know, what you call them? Business owner. We are family.
Right.
And so my customers and my old staff from way back when, they still call and check on me because I treated them so good. I treated them, let them know that they matter. I appreciated them. And that everything falls on leadership. So if we leaders don't have that in them, it's just going to trickle down to the lack of communication, the lack of respect for each other. Everything, John Maxwell said it, everything rises and falls on leadership. So
yes.
What kind of leader? That's my question to people. What kind of leader are you?
Exactly. You have a hard time keeping employees and keeping people around. People like being around me. People like you working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them. I mean, everybody spazzes out on their moments, but I only spazz out after I know you know what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So
that's right.
My spaz is well deserved. So
right.
Yes. So I really appreciate having you on. I heard you're an author, or you have some things out there that you like to sell, or you do. What are your can you tell us about that really quickly? We have about 3 more minutes in the show, so can you tell us about where they could find you at, what you're doing, and how you could sell it?
Well, this Friday at 2:45, I'll be taking the stage on the You Are Enough conference with the great one, Les Brown and Dr. Cheryl Wood, and do a 10-minute power talk, and it's called Would You Work For You? So it fits in to what we're talking about, because half the time we wouldn't even work for ourselves. Some people wouldn't. And then www.lisajcrawford.com. I have books out there, women who've been in trauma and just need some relief. I have a book called Silent Screams, where I tell 8 things that's happened to me and turned them into all short stories. I've got a book on online dating coming out. I just got some things rocking and rolling. Y'all keep up with me. Keep up with me.
I
post everything
on
IG. I post everything on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. I'm here for you.
I love it. I love it. So anybody out there like to get in touch with Ms. Crawford, please like and follow her. What is your IG again?
It's LJ the Writer.
LJ the Writer. Find her on IG. LJ the Writer. Like her, repost, copy, share. And make sure you hit that link in her bio, right? You got a link in your bio
That's
that has a link to your website. Make sure you click her link in her bio and learn more about her and all the products that she offers and all the awesomeness that she has. It has been a great conversation with you, and I appreciate you are being on my show, not me being on your show. I appreciate
not yet,
you.
But it's coming. I appreciate
yes.
that.
When you're ready, I'm willing to help you get past that because it's easier than you think. So don't overthink it. You know, sometimes you just
yes,
got to do it. So
just got to do it. Thank you so much. And you have a phenomenal evening.
You too. And please share this with everybody so they can hear what you had to say. And especially share the love for me as well. All right?
Trust and believe it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night. All right, that was Miss LJ Crawford. She's going to be speaking with Les Brown on Tuesday. Please hit her up. Her link is in that will be in the bio down below. Make sure you hit her on IG, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you're watching, and like her stuff. Purchase her books. You know, if you have any problems with being, if you are a battered woman or in a situation of that sort or need someone to talk to, she seems like she is right on point with what she has going on. So be a part of that. Help our community build and be successful. Guys, please like it, share it. That is free. If you want to purchase stuff, click my link in the bio. I have books. I have planners. I have programs. I have all kinds of stuff. Make sure you click those links in the bios. Make sure you go to my website. Make sure you share this with everybody out there. You know, spread the love, spread the knowledge, because some people really don't understand how to have good customer service or what it takes to do it. They're worried about their product, and the product is not the most important thing in your business. Your customer service, your communication is. So make sure that you are communicating and responding quickly to your customers and pushing forward and making sure they understand every step of the moment. And like we all say, you're only good. The people working under you is only as good as you are. So if you're crappy, then if your business is crappy, then it's not because the people who work underneath you, it's probably you. So take that in consideration. Let's reface, resurface, and redo, re-energize, and become the best you that you can be. And again, like, share, subscribe, and anybody who wants to listen. And before we sign off, if anybody needs one of my planners, they're on Amazon Prime right now. If anybody wants a coaching session with me or to talk about how they can make their business better, how to set up some of these automated services that I was talking about earlier, let me know so we can get you automated. We can make you have good customer service even when you are the worst communicator ever. There's ways to do that even if you don't like to communicate. So just click the link in the bio, book a 15, getting to the money session with me. It is totally free. Talk to you 15 minutes about how to make your business better and grow your business. All right, guys. So this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off tonight. And Studio U with 90 seconds left. Talking to you later. Bye-bye.